after a certain threshold, there's a surcharge that needs to be applied. And we've seen them hold the commitments on skim milk powder and milk protein concentrate. But almost immediately after USMCA's implementation, what we saw is a spike in some of these other product categories, like food preparations that are skim milk powder blends or milk protein isolates, which is different from milk protein concentrate because it's a different tariff category. They can circumvent those USMCA limits that were established. So very clever, but certainly defies the intent of the agreement.